This is another edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 20th of September 2012. My name is Julius Reed, and these are today's top stories. The Bank of America is to slash 16,000 jobs for what they call a reduction, not an obvious admittance of failure on behalf of the company. An admittance that would be welcome if it weren't for the taxpayer-funded bailouts. Since 2009, Bank of America revenue was down some 60%, a real blow to the self-esteem of the CEO who earns millions of dollars every year. The cuts will commence as of next year, and by January 1st, 2013, the bank will no longer be America's largest employer, at a headcount of 260,000 employees. That's a lot of pussy. Of course, brought to you by the taxpayer. It's quite simple. Give them money to let them expand, and then gaze at the spectacle of the company shrinking down to the size of a pea. Obama calls it progress, with a hint of sustainability. I call it madness. Let's break down what the average US household is worth. Obviously, I'm worth more than you, but that's a given, as I'm an Australian. Priced in at $5.50, I'm a good buy for anyone who appreciates a bit of g'day mate, and some,
oh, hello, John Howard here.
Yet a dead kangaroo and an outdated first-generation iPod doesn't compare to the $62.7 trillion in assets held by US households. The kicker, a mere $24.2 trillion is held as tangible assets, including real estate, while an 82% majority are held as financial assets. Clearly no Ponzi here. At a tiny 8%, only $5.1 trillion are held as durable goods and other tangibles, a world where nothing has any inherent meaning anymore, unless if it's written on a piece of paper. The real question, however, is who owns what? Is the majority held by the 1% or the 0.0001%? Only God knows. Although have another sip of the hopium. The doctors say it helps keep you regular. What are the odds of avoiding a US recession? Well, taking a look inside the Philly Fed's state economic indexes, with an outlook of 6 months ahead for each state, only once in the last 30 years did 20 states possess a negative outlook on the overall economy, indicators which lead to recession, and the very point the US is currently at. 20 underwater states, and another 30 more to come. In other words, the US is ripe for recession. It's too bad no one wants to pick this poisonous bad boy from the tree. Instead, we'll just rot and fall to the ground, both leading to our demise. The alleged 1,000 Chinese fishing boat armada to the Senkaku Islands is reportedly to be nothing more than sensationalism, at least according to the chief of a Japanese Coast Guard office. Tokyo also faces major diplomatic challenges in the form of territorial disputes with South Korea and Russia. Get ready for the two-thirds Asian, one-third Russian strike. Although it's a lot easier if you just crossbreed. A three-way is always better than my typical five-way masturbation. We can only ever find guys to participate. Weird. Reality has struck Italy. No, not the realization that pasta's horribly bad for you or that their soccer is subpar, but the economic realization that your country kinda sucks if you associate yourself with the word productive. I once got in with the word at a sassy nightclub. Turns out it's asexual, a poor night for the horny man. Italy has revised 2012 GDP to negative 2.4% from a previous negative 1.2%, effectively twice as bad, and about 10 times as bad considering inflation. The deficit target also nearly doubled, and everything is just drastically worse. Quote, Italian Prime Minister Mario Monti, everything is fine. It looks like this Mario has been playing too many video games. According to a Greek media outlet, the popularity of Golden Dawn's leader, Mr. Nikos, has risen 10 points since May to an incredible 22%. That's right, the Greek neo-Nazi party is coming back faster than a blitzkrieg in your backyard. Mummy, why is there a German tank in the swimming pool? You know things are getting serious when you see a Greek man with a Hitler mustache. Of course, situated as one strip on the back, since that's where most their hair is. The trend in current oil prices suggests a significant drop in US manufacturing PMI to sub 40. Obama is facing a real dilemma here. If oil prices continue to drop as they are, then the economy will stagnate. However, if they increase, they'll further bottleneck and choke the economy. I think this can only be settled with a cigarette. Come on, Obama, you know you want one, you sly dog. I bet you crave it more than the destruction of the economy, or your dream to give Bernanke a rim job. The Reed, always taking it too far. RTI's Public Health Policy Research Program shows that low-income smokers in New York spend 25% of their income on cigarettes, so much for higher taxes preventing people from coughing down a few. But it was always about the money anyway, even if it means shafting their addicted customers. I personally blame the Jews. The non-Jews recommend it. GOP presidential candidate dropout Tim Pawlenty has done what failed politicians do best, move on to something more corrupt, and has become the head of the Financial Services Roundtable, a US bank lobbying group that represents JP Morgan Chase, as well as Wells Fargo, among other financial companies. Also known as the Too Big to Fail Consortium. After all, Pawlenty's primary donor group was Wall Street, coming in at $622,000, while receiving a tiny $46,000 from Republicans and Conservatives. It surprises me why these people can't just live off their donations. Although coming from me, not exactly a prime example. Donate today! To Pawlenty, of course, assuming you don't see the ironic pun in his name. God, I hope you do, so I can buy more weed for the kids. Little Timmy's been begging for a tattoo since his fourth birthday. Don't deny him his rights. And in our last minute bulletin, Obama, Romney tiptoe around housing morass as they woo voters, just as Zero Hedge expected. Poll finds Obama in better shape than any nominee since Clinton. Romney on offence, says Obama can't help middle class. Fed's Fisher says US inflation expectations rising. Citigroup warns Irish investors to plan for losses. Central banks flex muscles. China says US auto trade compliant driven by election race. Brussels stepsides China trade dispute. CME lowers initial ES and other key equity-related margins by 12%. Ex-CME programmer pleads guilty to trade secret theft. Income squeeze will persist, says Bank of England. South African miners return to work. Unrest rumbles on. That's all we have for today's edition of the Zero Hedge Daily Roundup for the 20th of September 2012. I've been Julius Reed, and you can check out more content at our website at www.thefinancialreality.com. Until next time, thank you for listening.